Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never harm me. You've no doubt seen the reports that the Parkland School District in Florida is offering stones and rocks to its students to throw at future attackers. And to this article have been a number of responses, just short little things on social media where people are talking about how stupid or idiotic that would be to throw a rock at a gunman. I admit to you that I think it's pretty lame. On first level, it's pretty obvious that a rock cannot do anything against a gun. On the other hand, one of the things that I've been taught for an active shooter situation is that there's kind of this rule of three. First of all, you want to flee. If it's possible, if there's a gunman and it's possible to flee, do that. Secondly, you want to hide. If you can hide in a safe place, well, that's your second good option. And then thirdly, if flight or hiding neither are acceptable options or possible abilities, then the next thing is you need to fight. The idea of just cowering in a corner and letting somebody shoot you just isn't sensible. And obviously, if one person with a rock goes up against one man with a gun, he's not going to be able to do much good. But the truth of the matter is, if 25 people with a rock attacked one man with a gun, or even two, their likelihood is they could overwhelm him and reduce the number of people that would be wounded. Now, I am in favor of armed defenders being at the school system to protect our students. I am not in favor of gun-free school zones and all of that kind of thing. I am all in favor of using a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun. But the truth of the matter is, before I would sit in a corner and let somebody shoot me, I would sure enough want to get 10 or 12, or if there's 25 or 50 people, to just take off running toward the gunman, and chances are he's going to drop the gun and run if that happens. Even better, if those 10 or 15 or 25 or maybe 50 people had a handful of rocks, it might be just kind of a comical thing to watch that gunman get pelted as he runs.